A torrential downpour in the summer of 2010 flooded basements in Shorewood and propelled the village on an expensive overhaul of its century-old sewer system. Civil engineer Mustafa Emir says the community soon realized its underground maze was leaking all the time. A UWM scientist discovered traces of human waste at the end of pipes delivering stormwater to Lake Michigan during non-storm stretches. But bringing dogs into the picture was not part of Shorewood's original plan.
We wrote a grant application to the EPA and received grants to investigate the sources of this contamination and implement improvements to stop it.
The Environmental Protection Agency awarded the grant and suggested the village check into the services Karen and Scott Reynolds provide. The Michigan couple trains scent dogs, normally to help with search and rescue operations or to detect illegal drugs.
And my boss walked up to me one day and he said, "Hey, do you think you could train a dog to smell poop?" Well, initially I laughed.
A Shorewood Public Works worker pops off a manhole cover east of Oakland Avenue. The Reynolds each walk a leash dog past the exposed storm sewer. If Sable smells anything fishy, he barks. Logan's response is to sit. Scott Reynolds boasts their sniffing power to be over 90% accurate. This spot elicits a positive response from both dogs. For Sable, while Logan sits. Civil engineer Mustafa Emir says the findings bring the village a step closer to diagnosis.
With that information, we're going to narrow it down. And so, as you can see, there's only five homes from here to there. So it must be one of those that might be the source.
Normally, to identify hot spots, crews lower cameras into manholes or inject dye or smoke into neighborhood pipes and laterals. Those methods are expensive, and planners have a hard time sorting out which locations to inspect for leakage first. The dogs can sniff quite a few in a short time, narrowing the list of locations warranting intensive investigation. Researcher Sandra McClellan of the UWM School of Freshwater Sciences wastes no time. She dangles a bucket tethered to a long cord down into the storm sewer the dogs identified. I caught up with McClellan earlier this week by phone. She is encouraged about the potential role canine testing might play, but admits she didn't gather enough samples in Shorewood to draw conclusions. Her team drew multiple samples this week from storm sewers near the Menominee River, also being sniffed out by the dogs, to determine whether they contain human bacteria. McClellan will analyze spots deemed positive by the dogs, as well as others at which they turned up their noses.
We hope by next week we can start comparing, you know, what the dogs found versus what we found, and kind of map it and start looking at some factors like, you know, did at low concentrations were the dogs able to pick it up? Was there some kind of depth of a sewer or, you know, some other factors that play a role in their ability to either pick it up or not pick it up under certain circumstances?
The scientist believes there is room for trained dogs in zeroing in on faulty sewage lines.
What we're really looking for is, do they pick up any false positives? Because you don't want to be chasing something that's not there. We have so many problems that if they miss the low-level stuff and really get the high-level stuff, that's actually more useful, you know, than if they picked up everything, because we know that there's a lot out there.
McClellan says with so much in need of repair or replacement, why not start with the worst parts and mend those? McClellan's findings may have a direct impact on Michigan dog trainers Karen and Scott Reynolds, whose newfound expertise may be in even higher demand.
When we originally started this whole thing, we have the experience in the dog training. Why reinvent the wheel? If somebody's already kind of done this, let's build on what they did. Nothing. We don't know if anybody else is doing it.
The couple says it took them roughly a year to train Sable and Logan to react when sniffing out human waste in pipes. Susan Bentz, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.